hooked it up to an Echoplex. Okay, so this is just a little treat, musical treat for you for the holidays, because what I'm doing is mixing down several Zoom meetings of the Mutual Aid Network, and next week is Line 3. We got to stop these pipelines. It's a keystone in the fossil fuel nightmare that we need to get out of the corporate fossil fuel industry. So this is the Yes Drama Tour. To me, the Relayer is their greatest album. Most Yes fans will tell you Relayer is their greatest album. Of course, Fragile is a great entry point for Yes. But Drama is my favorite album because it was one of the first concerts I ever saw. And what you're getting to is the reason I listen to him. I mean, John Anderson is a great singer, but the main reason I listen to Yes is Chris Squire. It's his band, the bass player, and Steve Howe. So this Drama is when Wakeman left, and it was replaced by the Buggles, Jeff Downs, and Trevor Horn. So they got a few, Into the Lens, which is also known as I Am a Camera, got radio play. So, and so you can tell that they had written these songs beforehand, and then Jeff Downs and Trevor Horn added a new element to lyrics and gave them kind of that pop vibe. So, and of course, Alan White was John Lennon's drummer. So, and originally, Yes, believe it or not, wanted to sound like the Beatles, just like everybody did. So, you got Alan White and Chris Squire. What you're hearing, Youth Radio, that comes on at 6 today. If you're listening, Youth Radio, don't give up playing the bass. Don't throw away your instrument by listening when you listen to how great Steve Howe and Chris Squire is playing with a pick. A lot of bass players, you know, Flea and Bootsy Collins, they're kind of a slap bass player. And I've also mixing down a Jaco Pastorius documentary that I'll play in a few weeks, too. He actually dislocates his thumb to get, but a jazz bass player plays basically with all their fingers. But Chris Squire is doing this amazing stuff with a pick. And kind of doing an arc from his wrist is how fast he has to play with a pick. So that's what you're hearing there, and I think the songs are pretty poignant for what's happening now. And it's called Drama because there was a lot of drama in the band, but there's also a lot of drama in life right now. So here's Yes, the Drama Tour on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. The show's talk is cheap. Tune in next week for Line 3 is a oil pipeline for bringing oil sands down from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico across a whole myriad of environmentally sensitive areas that we really don't need. So that'll be next week. All right, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media. And you know, part partly what I do here, the reason I'm narrowing down these, we're working on the station for one thing, so I'm not, I have some interviews lined up, but as soon as we fix the station, I'll be doing those. But what the radio is great for, and the reason radio is not dead, is because we narrow down for you what is on the internet and what activism is happening. So that's what I'm doing, is narrowing down stuff for you that's on the internet, and then you can choose to search on the internet and get more information and all that. So yeah, Chris Carlson, who wrote Nowtopia, I've got a podcast from him too that I'm editing down. All right, so yeah, thanks for listening. Tell your friends, support independent media, and stay safe out there.
Tempest Fugit, and that closes outside to Drama from Yes at 94YSP, and that's one of Chris's tunes. And right in front of that, we had Run Through the Light, which was originally called Dance in the Night and was done for the Paris sessions that really became the thing that splintered the group up with the leaving of Anderson and Wakeman. But an amazing album from Yes, Drama, 94YSP. And what about the tour that's coming up? Well,
most adaptable sort of material. It is the material up to close to the edge, really. I think possibly the more recent material maybe wouldn't suit this particular lineup.
Yeah, it's not really going to be on for me to start singing anything that's just too John Anderson. So I think the sort of obvious material we're going to do is going to be lots of harmony material.
So what you're going to hear is basically just about all the new stuff, as you heard there. Plus, the following tunes are what they are rehearsing and planning to do on this tour. Siberian Katru, Starship Trooper, America, which, as you know, they have not done in a long, long time, On the Silent Wings of Freedom, Roundabout, Long Distance Runaround, and The Fish, and South Side of the Sky, in addition to tracks from Drama, and that'll be the tour. Looking forward to it. They'll be here in Philadelphia, as you know, in September, and there's been a second show added on the 13th, so we'll keep you up to date on what's going on. 94WISP.
Thank you. Something now from our new album, Drama. Drama. This is called Into the Lens.
Thank you.
CPWLP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. You're listening to Talk is Cheap. Yes, the drama tour from 1980.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Yes Drama Tour, because I figure if we add more drama to the drama that's already out there, maybe it'll implode the drama, kind of like they do when they set off explosives to stop a fire. And one of the things you're hearing is there's kind of an undeclared war between progressive rock groups that who can be the most virtuosic. And Steve Howe blew everyone's mind by taking a pedal steel guitar, which is usually a country western instrument, hooked it up to an Echoplex, and just blowing everybody away with that. So that's what you've been hearing, those high notes that you've been hearing. And you can hear the classical influence, too. Up next, 80 Grit, and don't forget the Youth Radio Project at 6. KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks, Independent Community Radio, also simulcast on KPW.org.